This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I am very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. Tell us about the call for major reform of the Sydney Beth Din.
Well, this has blown up into a rather major issue. So what's happened is New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies in 2019 established a group to inquire into the Sydney Beth Din regarding its finances, its governance, its administration, everything. And this, interestingly, this inquiry was established after a Supreme Court decision. A Supreme Court decision which identified serious governance issues into the Beth Din. And that finding was brought about because a religious man in the Sydney Jewish community was involved in the commercial dispute, and he did not take advice from the Beth Din. He sought to take advice from the Supreme Court system. The Beth Din did not like that. And so the Beth Din, a court case followed. And the court case came out in favor of this individual and said that there was substantive report of the Beth Din was required. Now, this is a decision of the Supreme Court of New South Wales, which was supported by the appeal court, which went even higher. So at the end of 2019, so all of last year, 2020, an inquiry took place in which submissions were invited from the general community, from rabbis, from rabbonim, from everyone. And just in the past couple of days, this 28-page report has been handed down, and pretty damning of the Sydney Beth Din, one has to say. And its recommendations are directed to the, it talks about the need for a restructuring of the Beth Din to separate the judicial and halakhic arms of the Beth Din. Financial organizational management should be overseen by a lay body so that the rabbis wouldn't have to be involved in that and they can focus on halakhic issues, etc. And the word shambolic is used three times this 28-page report. Talks about, quote, a shambolic lack of administrative professionalism, etc., exacerbated by lack of resources, etc., etc. And so a pretty damning inquiry says that Beth Din appears ill-equipped or under-resourced or both to handle administrative functions, accounting functions, et cetera, et cetera. Needless to say, inevitably, the Beth Din has responded by slamming the report and saying that it's beyond the pale for the Board of Deputies to think it has jurisdiction over the Beth Din, et cetera. So a lot of tension on both sides. Tonight, so just a few days later, after the report came out, tonight there is going to be a meeting, a closed-door meeting between the Board of Deputies and the Sydney Beth Din, and hopefully there will be some meeting of minds to agree to some sort of a restructure, et cetera, et cetera. So that's where it is. The headline in the latest edition of the Australian Jewish News says, an unholy war. That is where we are.
How does it function? Is there one Beth Din in Sydney?
Yes, there is only one Beth Din in Sydney called the Sydney Beth Din. And a lot of members of the community have responded very quickly to this. I mean, obviously, there's a great deal of interest for anybody who's needed a Beth Din for anyone for marriage, conversion, get, divorce, halakha, any issues of halakha. The Sydney Beth Din is the ultimate authority in the city, obviously. Having said that, it was quite a sad situation is in all this inquiry, all the rabbis who gave evidence did so anonymously. I mean, they spoke to the inquiry saying who they were, but they did not want their names to be out there publicly, which is in itself a little bit of an indictment not to the situation, that they did not feel that they had the confidence to stand up publicly and say, I, Rabbi Cohen, are saying X, because obviously they need to.
And they're worried about I suppose livelihood, repercussions of all, and all sorts of things.
And all of that. So it's a pretty tense situation between the board of deputies, which is obviously the roof body of the community, and the Sydney BFDN now. As I said, a meeting has been, an urgent meeting called for tonight. One hopes that there will be some accommodation.
And terrible that this is playing out in the civil court system as well. It just really exacerbates.
Very much so. Exactly. And as I said, it was a Supreme Court finding way back in 2019, which prompted this whole inquiry. And the Supreme Court came out with pretty damning findings, saying that substantive report of the BFDN is required. This is quoting from the Supreme Court, is required for it to be restored to a position where it enjoys support, confidence, and respect of the community. And that's to the New South Wales Supreme Court. And that prompted this inquiry by the Board of Deputies.
Well, let's hope it can be resolved in a positive way. First Holocaust commemorations for Southeast Asia. Tell us about this.
Yes. So this is something which has not happened before. So there was a Zoom Holocaust commemoration for participants coming from Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, India, Malaysia, Myanmar, Poland, South Korea, Thailand, Vietnam, which have not had a Holocaust commemoration before. And this happened by Zoom just a couple of days ago, with a speaker being a former leader of the Australian Jewish community. And it was very gratifying to see that this took place. And interestingly, other speakers included a translator of the Diary of Anne Frank into the Khmer language. Khmer is a language spoken in Cambodia. There was a scholar from Myanmar. There was a Buddhist monk who spoke from Thailand with expertise on Bangladesh. So people from parts of the world and different faiths and cultures, which one would not necessarily expect to be taking part in a Holocaust commemoration, did so just a couple of days ago, and that was obviously very gratifying to see. And hopefully this will continue to be an annual event in that part of the world.
Absolutely. And finally, Jewish Sports Administrator appointed CEO of Australian Cricket. I don't understand. How are Jews doing so well in sport in Australia? How's that happening?
Well, we play sport heavy, I have to say. Now, his name is Todd Greenberg. Not only has he just been appointed CEO of Australian Cricket Association, but before taking on this role, he was CEO of the National Rugby League. Now, rugby league is a major sport in this country. We have 16 teams playing rugby league. 16. And Todd Greenberg was a former Maccabi player. Cricket was his first love. He was CEO of the National Rugby League. And now, just this week, has just been appointed CEO of Australian Cricket Association. So it's great to see, as you say, Jews involved in sport at the highest level, in administration, on the field, and very nice appointment for Todd Greenberg.
It really is. Time is 6:26. Vic Aladefs, thank you as always, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, chatting to us every Tuesday at this time. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.